Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey is a leader, one of many AGs in blue states that are pushing back on the Trump administration's agenda on a whole slew of issues, from immigration to the environment and social concerns, including protections for transgender students. Massachusetts, for instance, was a big plaintiff in the Muslim travel ban dispute, blocked twice by the federal courts. The very busy Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey is in the studio with me at our partner station WGBH here in Boston. Maura Healey, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Great to be with you.
So let's talk about this state. There are all kinds of voices speaking very loudly since this election. And you've got, you know, the sheriff of Bristol County saying one thing about sanctuary cities. You've got people standing up and claiming they're going to resist the Trump administration. Where does the state stand?
Well, I think that what you see really over the last several months now has been a tremendous outpouring of voices. And I think this was an election that has really galvanized a lot of people. I'm heartened, actually, to see so many people engaged, speaking out, speaking up, looking to get involved, looking to run for office, looking to get involved politically. I think that kind of energy is really positive and a good thing.
What's the focus of your legal efforts? Is it immigration reform? Is it the travel ban?
Well, it really spans across a number of issues, sadly, unfortunately, because we are having to deal with and respond to and react to any number of actions by President Trump to date and his administration that, in our view, violate or may violate the law. Healthcare. You're talking about actions that potentially not only would defund Planned Parenthood, but also take away much-needed funding through Medicaid for young people, seniors, low-income people. That's a real problem. As states, we need to be prepared to take legal action on behalf of our residents to ensure access to health care. Number two, you see the actions on immigration. We've already taken action and been successful in court, not once but twice now. Over the travel ban, we literally had to go into court to sue to get an order from a court stopping that travel ban, both versions, from going forward. Those actions by President Trump around the travel ban were not only unconstitutional, but also irresponsible and tremendously disruptive to students, to residents, created a lot of needless fear and anxiety, and to our businesses and our colleges and universities. On the environment, we've been in court already. We will be in court, I think, again, on efforts by Trump to roll back much-needed environmental protections. Remember, this week we celebrate the 10th anniversary of Massachusetts versus EPA, when the Massachusetts Attorney General sued George Bush's EPA for its failure to regulate greenhouse gases. Case went up to the Supreme Court. We won. We may be looking at a similar playbook as we go forward.
We're talking to Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey from WGBH here in Boston. This is The Takeaway. So describe this awakening, though, that's happened here in Massachusetts. Is it an awakening that, oh, my gosh, this fellow Trump doesn't have his act together and we need to get involved in government to prevent this kind of thing from happening again or to constrain it in some way? Or is this a traditional Republican versus Democrat thing that Trump has essentially given permission to a lot of very conservative voices that we haven't heard for a long time?
Well, I think there are a few things going on. You know, once you're in this space where people can't discern fact from fiction, truth from fiction, this notion that there are alternative facts, it's one thing for Joe Citizen to talk about these things. It's another thing when it's coming from the President of the United States. And frankly, it's unacceptable. Look what they did a few weeks ago with their EPA website. Not only did they zero out funding for climate research, they also took down research data that has always been available on the federal EPA website. And it's not just there. It's in other places this is happening. The number of scientists that have been eliminated. I think the latest figure, they were up to 150-something scientists in the Office of Science. They're now down to 4. I think about Massachusetts. We've got institutions that are the top recipients of funding from the National Institutes of Health that will fund innovation, that will fund new research, that will fund you know, advances in life sciences and in health. And when the funding for that goes away, it hurts our Massachusetts institutions, but it hurts society in a big way. That's what I see people speaking up about out there. And I think it's really important that people continue to speak up because their voices have the power. I mean,
the voices that tolerated the rhetoric from the campaign elected Donald Trump. I mean, you know, somebody got their message across better than somebody else.
There are a million people in Massachusetts that voted for Donald Trump. The election is over. What I think you see people focusing on now, and they should, what are the actions? What is it that the president is doing? What is it the federal administration is doing? Look at what happened with those town halls. And it's not just in Massachusetts, John. It's across this country. It was their voices that really stopped millions and millions of Americans from losing health care a few weeks ago.
We've traveled a lot around the country, and I think one of the themes that we've heard is that people are thinking of Washington as something you work around. And if it's not going to happen in Washington, then we'll take care of the problem here. We'll use the resources we have here and do it at the local level. Do you see that happening here in Massachusetts?
I think we're at a time where people are frustrated, and we need to get back to this notion that, you know, country should always be ahead of party. Too often, and right now, what I'm seeing is a lot of people willing to put party ahead of country over some things that really shouldn't be debatable. To me, it really shouldn't be debatable that we get an independent bipartisan commission to get to the bottom of what happened with Russian agents or Russia's involvement with our elections and anything ongoing. Unfortunately, there are things that I never thought would be on the table that we fundamentally, I think, have to fight for as Americans and demand from our leaders.
Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey, thank you so much.
Great to be with you, John.